With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock Podcast.
Here we go.
With Jim, Jim and Nobby.
Do you remember on the podcast the other day? We were talking about the Henry Hoover fella. Hiding his drugs.
A lot of gear found inside it, wasn't it?
Yeah, as another couple of criminals were trying to smuggle thousands of euros worth of gold and cash into an airport. And they had it under their wig. They'd made these wigs.
Oh.
And there was a big gap under the wigs.
Have they heard of metal detectors, no?
They had wigs concealing two gold paste packets weighing 698 grams. And the people in the officials in the airport said, hang on a second, their hair looks weird. And they found them. There's loads of cash hidden in their wigs. And the brilliant headline. Are you ready for this?
Go on.
See if you can get it.
Legs and wigs?
No, they're in trouble.
There'll
be hell to pay.
To pay.
I love that.
Oh dear. Yeah, I once I went to a place when I was about 22, and the old hair was departing me.
It was taking longer and longer to wash your face. Yeah,
and it was a man down in the basement off Fitzwilliam Place or something. So it wasn't dodgy. It was just some houses, those houses, big offices, they have basements as well.
Uh-oh.
So I went down the stairs and went in. And basically, he would attach, quite similar to a Johnny, with hair sticking out of it, to your head.
See, that's where I would say, that's where I'd make my excuses and leave.
And then the biggest sales part of it was, he was like, just have a feel there in my head.
Just have a feel there with your eyes open.
Yeah, yeah. He'd had it done. He goes, and I bet you didn't even notice I have it.
Hang on a second. So,
and that was the.
You come in. You sit in that chair. He comes out with a Johnny covered in hair, and says, "Have a feel of that."
No. Well, the Johnny on his head was attached.
He had a Johnny on his head.
Think of the
hairy Johnny on his head.
The loopy part would have attached to your head to stay on, right? And they'd glue that. So here was the other weird. This is the really weird.
So
part.
Like what you'd wear on TV if you're having a bald.
Yeah,
wig on.
But this looks really convincing. You wouldn't think it's bald, but you had to go to their hair people to get a cut because your own hair would still be going on as well underneath.
Oh right. So you have to have cut your hair to make it look like
but
your
then
hair.
Think of the. So I can't remember. It was a while ago. Did you take it off to wash? I don't think you did.
So did he kneel forward or lean forward and say...
No, there's no kneeling going on anywhere
in the gym. Sorry, did he lean forward and say, have a feel of that? And it was his head.
Yeah. It was like, I bet you wouldn't have thought, I'm actually wearing one of these. That's how good they are. Look. And then he's like, you can feel the little rubbery...
Did you not think to run and jump out the window, no?
I don't remember it costing anything. Maybe it was a free consultation.
I'd say it was free, all right.
So I quickly left after that and I gave it some thought. I remember talking to a female colleague in here and she's like, but why would you want that? And I was like,
how are you, Elaine? I went into a room with a man and he had a hairy Johnny on his head and I felt it and it felt pretty good. Do you think I should go for it?
So
I'm not too sure, Mark.
Ever since then, the wig thing has been a little bit weird. Fellas can tattoo their heads to make it look like they've stubble as well.
That does look good, yeah.
I think I'd rather that than a Johnny on your head that you can't wash and you go to a special witchcraft barber, which at the moment everyone's into anyway, to do your hair.
See, if you'd have got that, you'd be the guy walking around going, have a feel of that.
No, I wouldn't.
You would, you would.
No, I wouldn't.
You would.
I don't want people touching my head.
No, but it's not really your head. It's the hairy Johnny.
And in comes the hairy Johnny. So, yeah, I do, you know, I can sympathise with people who are looking to get their hair done at the moment and they can't.
Imelda May let me touch her swirl.
She let me touch her swirl.
Yeah, but that
did
day,
you touch it after?
I touched it before, the first time I met her.
Where was I?
I was working in a different place.
Oh.
Yeah. And I.
So we've both touched her swirl.
Yeah, it's so soft. She doesn't
have it
gone
now.
She just had a fringe. I think I prefer her hair now.
Now, by the way, neither of us, well, I wasn't there, but I assume you didn't either. She offered, we didn't go, can I touch your hair, Imelda?
No, of course not.
It was odd. I don't even remember how.
It looks so soft.
She must get one of those twirly, when she had those twirly brushes.
Yeah, there's so much
mousse it in or
hair gel or whatever in it. It just doesn't go anywhere. Like, you just your finger just goes doink. It's like, ah.
Yeah, I mean, it was very cool. I think her hair is nice now. Nicer.
So do I. So do I.
Although her fringe is always in her eyes. She'd be walking into the lamppost.
But I like that, though.
Yeah, okay, Jim.
It doesn't annoy me as much as it does with Claudia Winkleman.
That's a dandruff ad. Probably annoys you subconsciously.
I like Claudia Winkleman. I just, when the hair in her eyes kind of annoys me. But when Imelda May does it, it doesn't. I don't understand.
Mm. I would rather get on Imelda May's wrong side less than Claudia Winkleman. What?
Winkleman.
What a stupid surname.
Winkleman. Winkleman.
I can't say it.
Try it. Winkleman.
Winkle.
Claudia Winkleman. Winkleman.
Claudia Wink.
Winkleman.
Winkle.
Winkleman.
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 Winkleman. Claudia Winkleman.
Winkleman.
Claudia. When I say Claudia, I can say it on its own, I can say it. I say Claudia before Winkleman. And I can't. Claudia Winkled.
Claudia. What is wrong with you?
Claudia Wink.
Winkleman.
I can say Winkleman on its own.
Say
I
Claudia Winkleman.
I can't say Claudia Winkled. It stop. It physically stops.
Do you remember Carol, that you couldn't remember her name?
Winklevorder.
No, Carol, she listens to the podcast every day in Michigan.
Oh, yeah.
She came back to us about where she listens to it. I'm just thinking, she's
DM me that.
She's running around Michigan now listening to you not to be able to say Winkleman. She said, thanks guys for the shout out yesterday. I had a few too many St. Patrick's Day fizzies to be able to respond. I typically run on a trail that runs along a river and an old railway line. That's kind of what I imagined. Michigan is full of trails and you can go right across the state. It's also full of lakes, about 11,000, none of which they turn green like Chicago. Most of them are frozen over this time of year. I thought I'd be taken home in a box with hypothermia. It reached minus 21, which I was told was a mild winter. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Carol.
She says, I carry Micheál Martin on my back across the Atlantic for a burdocks. The food here is shite.
He'd be talking to you the whole way over, though. Well, no.
If you want to get in touch, you can DM us. We're on Twitter, we're on Instagram, and all those places, Facebook, TikTok, we're everywhere. And you can just send us a message and we'll mention you in the podcast if you want to be mentioned, if that means something to you.
Very giddy just now because I've just had confirmation that The Mighty Ducks is out Friday on Disney Plus. So that's deadly.
Were you a fan of that when you were...
Oh yeah, that was a great team and everything, yeah. Very good.
Okay, well that's something to look forward to.
Coming up in today's podcast, we'll have lots of chats about things. A chef who didn't turn up for work.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a very strange story, that one.
We've got some people in... Is it Fettercairn or Cuchulain? I always mix them up in Talla.
The football happened in Fettercairn, but they were living in Cuchulain, yeah.
The real people of Talla.
A good prank coming up. We'll talk about lies that listeners have told to get out of work. We will talk about a greenway. You got your greenways in Michigan? We got some greenways in Ireland.
Oh, this is a deadly greenway in Ireland. It's officially open from today. Unfortunately, none of us, if you're listening in Dublin, can use it.
And don't ever question a lady's taste in sinks. That's all on the way in today's podcast.
Hell yeah.
It's the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's F4. It's 10 past 7.
Good man, Niall. Good man.
Good mile, Niall. Pleased to meet you. Pleased to meet you.
Flying the flag. You slag.
Let's have a gander.
We're playing football tonight, lads. Stephen Kenny's in the job 11 months already. Would you believe that?
I would, yeah.
So with his shocked face.
I would, yeah.
Yeah, well, we're going to give it a best shot tonight and see how we get on.
James McLean is at the centre of another row, at this time with his own club manager, who's not sure whether he's fit enough to play for Ireland.
I kind of need him.
So, yeah.
Now, I don't know, I haven't seen the L team sheet for tonight, but there's a good few chunk fillers coming through to Ireland at the moment. There's a few 19-year-olds with, you know, people are talking about them.
Yeah.
I wonder, could we be on the cusp of a golden era of football?
Well, you'd hope so, yeah.
Well, something, anyway.
When is all that Brazilian, all these lovely Brazilian people who are living in Ireland now a good while, when is that going to kick in?
I don't know. There's people in Tuam, like, 15 years ago. Those kids, you know, they must be getting there.
There's another place, there's a big town, and it's like...
Gort.
Is it Gort?
Gort. Yeah, but I don't know, because...
They're Brazilian.
Yeah, but they might want to play for Brazil. They might want to be embarrassed playing for us.
But I mean, if they probably wouldn't get their game playing for Brazil.
Well, we don't know.
We probably there do. Could be too Ronaldo. Many Brazilians.
There could be a goofy Ronaldo in Gort right now.
I hope so, yeah.
Not the good-looking Ronaldo.
I don't care. They're all good-looking if they score goals.
Yeah, I know. No, it'd be bloody deadly.
Come on, Brazilians. The Brazilian Irish. Where are you? Come on. We're waiting for you. You're going to look cooler.
I really don't know. I don't know if those families moved home, if they moved elsewhere, if they got fed up. I don't know. But we bloody need them.
They learn to play on the beach. That's why when they play on grass, it's like...
It's a doddle.
Yeah.
Right. Didn't know that.
Yeah, that's why they're so good. They can do unbelievable things.
Plans for the full reopening of schools after Easter remains on track, despite stubbornly high COVID infection levels. While the number of infections were down, reported to the SD on previous days, it's still a cause for concern. Senior government source insisted all pupils will be back in school after the Easter break. Shut up your face.
Okay.
It's going to be a mini circuit breaker for the 2 weeks, so they say.
Well, there will be, yeah, when they're all off. Because they're finishing up on Friday for
Depends
2 weeks.
What What's the point of going in on Friday for 2 hours with someone of mine telling me?
That just makes no sense.
Just chalk the day off.
In reality, it's just seeing their buddies is a big thing.
Yeah. They won't be seeing their buddies. It's 2 hours. They've got lessons and two breaks to fit in and a trip to the Jacks.
You don't even have to have a lunch for them. Reality star.
You can't send them to school starving.
No, they only have to have their 11s and then they're going home at lunchtime.
Their 11s is right. It wasn't called that when we were in school.
Their break or whatever it's called.
Little break.
Little break, that's it.
Bag of crisps and a penguin break.
Reality star, TV star Huey Mon has told of his shock after he was taunted with homophobic slurs by a gang of youths while he was out for a walk.
Did I see a clip of Huey on Eton with the enemy as well?
Yeah.
So he's doing them all.
Oh yeah, he'll do anything. Yeah.
It's just weird though after doing first dates only a few weeks ago. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, that's what he does. He's a reality TV guy. He's on everything.
Like Huey gets an awful lot of grief. Even the date was kind of horrible to him. Like, I get that he's a bit of a divisive character, but like, I don't think there's any badness in him.
No, and it's quite disappointing to hear that teens are homophobic. You know, I
didn't think they would.
I thought we got somewhere.
And young ones who'll go to school with people of all different, from different places, and racism wouldn't be a thing.
And he said he was disgusted after several members of the traveller community shouted homophobic slurs and threw stones and bottles at him. He said, I was out for a walk, minding my own business, and a bunch of teenagers just started calling me from the other side of the road. I had my headphones on and I said, are you Huey Mon? And I said, yeah, are you okay? And I kept walking on, but I could see the side of my face, the kids were shouting. So I took my headphones off and they were laughing. And they started calling me all sorts of homophobic stuff. It was disgusting.
Mm.
And then they threw stuff at him as well, which is...
That's sad.
Very sad. Yeah.
Maybe we're not moving on like I thought we were. For some people.
So they're saying, if you look at Israel, yeah?
Mm.
They're the ones to look at. So they have like 60% first jab and 55% second jab. They have lots of things open. Swimming pools, nightclubs, bars, restaurants...
And you still God on their side there as well.
You still have to wear masks. Well, this is what we hopefully could look forward to. If this is when we get to that level, whenever that is, you know, I know trampolines are inherently dangerous, but like when we get to the same level as them.
No, I've got skin in the game too. That's a new one.
Is that one?
I know people.
They're using public transport a lot more. They still have to wear masks, but you carry a document with you. It's like a QR code. Or a piece of paper, and you
that's Ireland. There'll be some fella that'll get you one of them for 50 quid.
Yeah, so you go, look, yeah, I've had me double jabber. I'm cool. And once you have that for 6 months, you're allowed into restaurants, bars.
What happens after 6 months then?
You have to go and get another double jabber. It only lasts 6 months.
But sure, they're fighting at the moment over what countries can even have it.
Yeah, they are.
How do we get to double jabbers?
Well, this
stage?
Is the problem. I don't know how we're going to get to double jabber.
Double jabber?
Do you know how many people do you know are double jabber? I know one person who has...
I know some double jabbers, but they're all involved in medicine.
I know...
healthcare workers.
I know single jabbers who are in their, elderly, and I have... I know one single jabber who's in the north.
I know double jabbers from the north who are in their 30s.
Ah, yeah, the north flying with the double jabbers.
Normal job.
So the Mexicans, as they call us, we're coming over the border, not for
so
cheap.
They call us the Mexicans.
Oh, they do, yeah.
The bleeding neck of them.
They do, yeah.
Well, there's nothing wrong with the Mexicans, but like, you know
My
what I mean.
My sister lives in Fermanagh.
The Mexicans.
Yeah, they call us the Mexicans because we're coming across the border for the cans. So now we're coming across the border for the jabs.
Yeah, but they were all sent home.
I was sent
away.
Home, yeah.
Were they just chancing their arm going, is there any spare vaccines? Like,
I mean, soldier cans or vaccines going, have you? Get out of town.
Hang on now, you know, I thought we were all right. But hang on.
It's a friendly name. It's not, you know.
The Mexicans,
yeah, because we come across the border for the bargains.
Yeah, I get that, yeah, but still.
You know? There's a drive-through Kentucky Fried Chicken in Uri, you know.
They come down here for the nice shopping centres.
Of course they
works
do.
Works both ways.
Yeah.
You know, I've never been in the north and been impressed. By
I know they do. They have some lovely shopping centres in the north.
Have they got a Dundrum? Have they got a Blanche?
They have one.
Have they got a Liffey Valley?
There's one in Belfast. And it's
you nerds.
It's bigger than Dundrum by about three times the size.
Is it?
Yeah.
On the outskirts?
No, it's kind of central.
It's on Boucher Road. I've...
I don't know what road it's on, but it's
that's
huge.
Just cars, as far as I know, in Curry's PC
it's
world.
Huge.
I've never seen that.
Yeah,
I like the Titanic quad. I'll give you that.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
They do the port better than we do. We don't celebrate our port enough. I know a boat didn't sink leaving it, but apart from that, like...
I've lent you boats if you go back long enough. They did, yeah.
I know, but they could do more. Like make. I don't know if the port would be a tourist attraction, you know, just as a magic Circle K at the moment. But
there's Decky's Diner, you know, that's about as all we've got so far.
Got the Titanic going and we got Decky's Diner.
Decky's Diner. Is Decky's Diner any good, lads?
Still going. I had a look over. I was going on the Eastling Roundabout the other day. I had a look over. Yep, she's still open. Fair play to her.
Has anyone been in Decky's Diner? Was that any good?
What would you recommend?
Like a proper trucker's burger would be. It's just going to be awesome.
Trucker's Burger.
It's a Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's F104. There's a Bang of the Killers off that as well.
That's an inhaler.
It's good.
Are they the blue inhaler or the brown inhaler, would you say?
I love the fact they named the band because Eli, the lead singer, had asthma when he was a kid. So
that's a good
they
name.
Named it inhaler. Yes.
Like, makes sense. Happy birthday to Eli's ma. It was her birthday this week. I'd say the woman has the patience of a saint.
Yeah, a lovely woman she is.
I'm quite jealous of Longford and Maynooth and Enfield and Mullingar and all these places today because they have a huge greenway that officially launches.
Oh yeah.
Now we have smaller little ones around, dotted around Dublin, but nothing like this. So this has, you'll pass 33 locks, harbours, heritage buildings, waterside towns such as Mullingar and Enfield.
Now, Greenway, what's it mean? Like, well, it's cycle it?
Yeah, it's 130 kilometres. If you left Maynooth in Clundara, you'd end up in Longford. Well, to Clundara and Longford. I don't know how long it would take you. 130 kilometres on a bike. Not like...
And how wide is it? Is there pictures of it, no?
Yeah, there's pictures of it. Yeah, it's got a like...
So you've got a cycle lane and a pedestrian. Like, you're going to get... You're going to bells of racers coming up behind you, whizzing past you, and dog poo everywhere.
That can be... It's only day one, Jim. Give it a chance.
I know. Just, I'm interested.
It's a game changer for outdoor tourism leisure in Ireland.
Yeah, big time. There needs to be more of these. There's one that's been given the green light, and it's going to go from Bray County Wicklow all the way to Wexford.
Well, that'd be nice, yeah.
Imagine
easy get down to Bray on your bike and then keep going.
Well, so it's a big cycle to Wexford now.
Shorter designated stretches along the way will be 6 to 15 kilometres. High profile attractions are Carton House, Centre Parks. You could cycle to Centre Parks, lads.
That would be class.
Just what you wanted. So, yeah, obviously people who live 5 kilometres from certain stretches of it can use it. Not everyone can, just
where does it start?
In Maynooth.
And goes all the way to where?
Longford.
Wow.
130 kilometres. That has to be the biggest one.
That's massive. Yeah.
Now, it's cost a few L's squid, all right. So, but I think we've all embraced the outdoors a bit more with everything, so that'd be a good reason to check it out.
Cool. I love that. There's loads of them in London. I saw a thing about it.
Some fella now could get a floating bar. Goes up and down that.
But you can cycle. They have these greenways in behind estates and behind it, like, and they're hidden away. You don't even have to go onto main roads much, and you can cycle from one side of London to the other on these greenways and jog around, and you never have to go onto normal roads. It's clever.
Yeah, that's cool. Now here's the future. Right now it's Ireland, and when planning and development, the future can be a long time.
Yeah.
The plan is to eventually link it up with Spencer Dock.
Oh wow.
Which obviously runs right along the canal.
Yeah.
Now you're talking. You could Brilliant. Cycle from town to Centre Parks.
And then go surfing.
Yeah. That'll never happen.
Oh.
So that's what they're getting today. Has your area got any news? Have you got anything exciting going on?
Coming up, I'll tell you about a new TV show that's starting tonight, and we have a wind up coming up after 8 o'clock. A man is getting revenge. His girlfriend and his girlfriend's mother stole his car and hit it, so he's getting revenge on the strawberry.
He was very, very upset and panicked. Yeah. Thought the car was gone.
Where is it?
Don't miss it. It's F104.
So the Bake Off, I haven't seen any of it, but everyone's saying it's really good. Last week it was supposed to be amazing. James McAvoy apparently blew everyone away.
I can't understand. We spent weeks talking about how great the lineup is. And then
That's Tuesday night.
Is it a Tuesday night?
It's Wednesday night.
What was it normally on?
It was on last night, yeah. It's Tuesday night, yeah.
What, the Real Bake Off? Is that on Thursday or something? I don't know why it's not.
The Real Bake Off, it's not even on at the moment, so I don't know.
Dizzy Rascal? Did he get the... Who got the handshake?
Dizzy Rascal was there. Nick Grimshaw is a DJ. Philippa Perry, the psychotherapist. And Reese Shearsmith, the comedian.
So it was Reese that got the handshake?
We interviewed Reese.
I haven't interviewed Dizzy Rascal though. He's on the list.
Did we not talk to Dizzy Rascal on the phone once?
I don't think so. Anne Marie's in it. Spoke to her loads.
She was on last week.
John Bishop's in it. Spoke to him loads.
So on Twitter, viewers were quick to congratulate Reese for the handshake, backing him to go all the way in the competition.
He said it was as good as the biscuit cake that he's ever seen on the normal series.
Wow.
No.
Well done, mate.
A handshake.
You see it?
I saw it.
It really happened, didn't it?
He won't even shake my hand when I say hello to him.
So yeah,
apparently it's very good. Now the only thing is, if you've missed it, all four have everything on there. It's very good on demand service they have.
Oh yeah, well I need to catch up. So Michael Keaton, there was talk of him going to be in the next Batman, the Orpath's Batman, whether it was a cameo or what, not quite sure. Now he said, and it sounds like he's looking for more money or something, I'm very busy.
But he's not going to be in the Orpath's version. He's going to be in the Flash.
What's that one?
That's another one. That's the Flash movie.
He's too busy. He says, I'm very fortunate that I have an awful lot going on right now. So he says, I actually don't know if I'd have time. Either he wants more money or he's just not that arsed.
Yeah, well, I mean, maybe a certain age, you just think I'm not going to get into that big suit anymore. I don't really fancy it.
He's still. Didn't he try it on for some show and it still fits him?
You can't have a whiz like for 16 hours or something.
I'd say it's like it's the 80s, 90s to play Batman. I'm sure they've advanced the suit since then.
They've invented a cat flask.
Probably a door that opens.
Don't kill me, man!
I'm not going to kill you. I want you to do me a favor. I want you to tell all your friends about me.
What are you?
I'm Batman.
Ah, yes!
He was a bleeding rapper, Batman.
That was a great Batman. That was the whole everything about that was great.
Batman Forever, and that, and Michelle Pfeiffer is licking the face off him because she's the cat. That was the scene with the two robbers who jumps off the.
That was a massive film. That
really was.
Cues for that.
Not. I mean, it was violent, but not Dark Knight standard of violence.
Well, the violence in the next one is even going to be worse. They've taken some of that Joker kind of violence.
It's pretty dark.
Somebody else who was on the Bake Off, Celebrity Bake Off, is the incredible Daisy Ridley, and she did very well as well. And she is in the not too distant future. Todd Hewitt, who's Tom Holland, discovers Viola Daisy Ridley, a mysterious girl who crash lands on his planet, where all the women have disappeared and the men are afflicted by the noise. Imagine there's no women on your planet and Daisy Ridley arrives. Thank you, God.
You'd be busy, wouldn't you?
I don't know that I'd be so worried about me, but I genuinely don't care to hear other people's thoughts. It's funny, I was watching Notting Hill last night, and you know the bit where Julia Roberts and Hugh Grant are sat in the restaurant and they overhear the guys talking. And it's like a classic example of people thinking they're not being overheard, but they are. And it is so awful to watch. And that's actually them choosing to say what they're saying. But I feel like it would be that all the time. And in London, it would be so noisy. Like, it's already noisy. Imagine being on rush hour.
The only thing is, when Jim Carrey's doing "All Righty Then," she has the same mouth.
No, she doesn't. She's great teeth, all right.
All righty then.
No.
Sometimes people will contact us. They want to get payback.
So that's what happened. And we had somebody get in contact with us and say, "Look, I borrowed my girlfriend's car, went to football training, and her and her mother came down to the football ground and stole her own car, in fairness, with the spare key, and moved it."
He was scared, panicked.
When
worried.
He rang, panicked, they were recording it and they were having a laugh.
Here's what they did.
Yeah. What's up?
Megan, what's the red Evo car?
Mine? 141D. That's... I don't know. Can you hear the rest of it? Why?
One of the lads at the movie on car and thought the he was robbed.
Hardly how?
Who moved that?
Remember the rest.
Who moved that? So that fella now, his name is Bernard. Bernard got in touch with us and said, "Look, my mother and my mother-in-law to be, if he's lucky, Cindy, and his girlfriend Megan. The dust has settled. Is there any chance we could get them back?" And we said, "Oh yeah." And that's coming up next. Revenge is sweet. It's the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's F104. So you heard what happened to Bernard, and he said, "Look, can you get in touch with Cindy? It's his girlfriend's mother. Let's get her back straight away. She's ordered a fitted kitchen, which her husband is doing,
with a very unusual coloured sink. If you don't mind me saying so."
Yeah, and she doesn't. She takes offence when we slag off the colour of her sink. You can hear her getting offended when we slag off the colour scheme. So her husband's in there doing all the work. 150 boxes arrived. He has to do the work himself because, you know, pandemic. And so Cindy and Megan are at home yesterday and they get a phone call from the people that sent the boxes of kitchen stuff saying they're being a mix-up.
Hello.
Hello, is that Cindy, Kenny?
Yeah.
How are you doing? My name's Eric Glaze. I'm calling from...
You caca poo poo.
Oh, hiya.
Now, look, you had a fitted kitchen delivered there recently.
Yeah.
Now, the only problem is that kitchen that you received should have gone to Cushlan Drive. That's actually...
Stop it.
Yeah, you've actually getting... You're taking receipt of the wrong one. So if you could leave...
Well, my name is on that receipt.
It's on the receipt, but there was a mix-up at the depot.
Well, do you know what? I have the handles and everything. Everything is picked out the same, but the corner unit was a huge problem.
Yeah, well, that's because it's the wrong dimensions that you gave us. So what I'm going to have to do is I can get your one delivered around, but I need to get that one left back outside the house so we can pick it up.
That's not possible because it's half it.
Unfortunately, there will be a charge for any of the ones that you've opened.
That isn't my problem.
All right, calm down. There's been a problem at the depot, but if you've opened the boxes, which you shouldn't have done, then, you know, that's on you, not me. So how many of the boxes have you opened?
I'd say probably nearly all of them at this stage.
Hang on a second now. They went for a white sink, and you went for a black sink.
Yeah.
But other than that, they went for the same colour scheme, you see. That's what the problem was.
So, and they went for...
They went for the grey and with the white sink.
Right.
But you got a black sink. Is that a mistake, no?
Sorry?
Did you pick a black sink?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Wasn't a mistake?
A mistake?
Most people don't get black sinks. It's kind of very hard to keep clean. So how long would it take you to get them boxed back up and left outside?
Well, that's not going anywhere, my love.
So how many of the boxes have you opened?
I'd say nearly all of them. I'm only waiting for
Jesus. Who are you dealing with?
Jonathan.
Hang on, I'll go and get him, all right?
Yep, no
problem. Hang on a second, stand by.
Hello, Jonathan speaking.
Hello?
Hello, Jonathan speaking here. Is that Cindy?
Yeah, that's not Jonathan.
No, it's Joe here. Sorry, not Jonathan. Jonathan actually is on a...
Here, you can't get your delivery right and you can't get the person right and now you don't know your name.
It's a bit of a disaster. You just explained to me that you've put some of the kitchen on the wall.
Yeah.
And who in the house, can I ask, is doing that?
My husband.
Oh, God, okay.
Oh, God.
No, it's just someone in HR office is going to be looking to find out why the wrong kitchens went to the wrong houses. So, you know, it'd be easier if obviously they weren't attached. Has he screwed them to the wall or has he just...
What do you think of the fitted kitchen?
We need to try and cover this up because it's going to be... Heads are going to roll over this. and are you sure you want the black sink? Are you sure?
Well, they're not going to change my mind now.
Okay.
That's all I'm wrong. He's having a laugh with me.
Megan.
Hello,
Megan. It's Eric Leeds from.
You caca poo poo.
You got a fit kitchen there.
Yeah. There was a mix up, what?
It was that your mother I was talking to, or your sister?
Yeah, me ma.
Your ma, yeah. She sounds very young. So, yeah, unfortunately, they should have gone to Fushlawn Drive. They got a very similar kitchen, but different dimensions and a normal sink, not a weird one.
What do you mean, not a weird one?
Black sinks are, you know, nobody gets them. They're very hard
what
to keep clean.
What do you playing. Have them on sale for? Sorry.
It's like having a green toilet, you know.
All right, fair enough. We have one of them as well.
You have green toilet? All right,
green toilet, yeah.
Yeah, you're that type.
Yeah.
Oddballs, is it?
Who is this?
Are you a car thief, you and your mother, are you?
A car thief?
Yeah,
do you rob cars?
Do you rob cars in your spare time
with spare
the crack?
Keys?
Well, we live in Cushland, so it's possibly, yeah.
You said that, not us.
No, you own the car. That's different.
Did you rob a car from your...
Oh, did Bernard send you?
You there, Bernard?
I told you I'd let you back.
You were an
Megan, Megan and Cindy, you're on the strawberry alarm clock on F104.
Who gets a black sink?
Oh my God, I'm dead.
Is that a black kitchen sink? Like, it's not a bathroom sink.
Yeah, black kitchen sink.
Very Dermot Bannon.
Jesus Christ. Have you got lights in the skirting boards as well?
Possibly. No, oh my God. Hi, Jimmy.
Hi.
Oh my God. She's having a stroke. She was
is she all right?
Like, oh my God, she's on the phone.
Oh, come on, Cindy.
We're after having over this kitchen.
You all right, Cindy? Poor old Jack stroke David in there doing all the work.
What's Jack stroke David about, by the way?
His name's Jack, but we call him David. Or his name's David, but we call him Jack.
they stroke cars and he strokes black sinks.
FM
FM104's Instagram with coverinaclick.ie. Low-cost car insurance for young drivers. Call us quick. It's Cover in a Click.
10 questions, 60 seconds, 1,000 euro. FM104's Instagram.
Kira is working in a GP's in Shankill as a receptionist. I'd say it's busy, is it?
Yeah, packed.
Are you a double jabber, Kira?
Am I what?
Are you a double jabber?
No, God, you can't be double jabbing when you're sitting there.
Oh, double jabber.
Double jabber, Kira.
Oh, yeah. Jabber.
Have you had the jabs?
Yeah. No, I haven't got my second one yet. I just had my fourth one, so yeah.
Did it hurt?
No. God.
So when it happens...
Have you got the good one? Have you got the Pfizer?
No, I got the AstraZeneca.
All right.
But sure, listen, we're all used to little pricks, you know, so it's all right.
So... Kira,
speak for yourself. By the way,
have you ever got a 10 when you play Instagram?
No, I got around a 7 and a 9 always around there. I'm not good at the music one.
The music one's okay.
The music. Well, there is a music.
See, when you're a granny in this generation, like, you don't know them all. Like,
you're a granny.
Yeah. My daughter's due our second one now this week.
Well, you're a second granny.
Congratulations. Yeah, you don't sound like
double jabber granny. First jabber.
Yeah,
COVID.
42. Yeah, real young granny.
How old are you?
How much am I? Couldn't afford me.
32, did you say?
42.
42.
Wow.
That's cool.
Well, congratulations.
Thanks very much.
Well, look, 1,000 euro would get some nice presents for the baby on the way.
42. Oh, yeah, so totally. There's a good chance you'll be like a great, great, great grandmother by the time you're 92.
Well, my dad's a great granddad, so, like, and he's only 62, so, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right.
Yeah, it's mad, isn't it?
It is mad, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, 10 questions, 1,000 euro.
Right.
The best of luck with it. Here we go.
Thanks very much.
The game begins in 3, 2, 1.
What yellow flower, beginning with the letter D, is in flower at the moment?
Daffodil.
In the UK, what address does the Prime Minister live at?
10 Downing Street.
What is the name of the vacuum cleaner with the smiley face on it?
Henry.
What herb is traditionally put on top of a margarita pizza?
Oregano.
True or false, the largest living animal is an elephant?
True.
Michael Keaton and Ben Affleck have both played what character?
Batman.
Who is the Republic of Ireland playing tonight in the football?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh. I don't know. Holland. I don't know.
Which Beckham child... Not much of a child anymore, has the most followers on Instagram?
Romeo.
Who had a big 2012 single with Call Me Maybe? It won't be picking. No, you're not going.
Della Ray. I don't know her name. Yeah, but I can see her. Yeah.
Lana Del Rey, is that what you mean?
Yeah.
And which two star signs begin with the letter C?
Capricorn and...
Cancer. They were a tough bunch of questions.
Yeah, I know I got the football wrong because I haven't got a clue with that.
Serbia is who we're playing.
Oh, Jesus, I never would have even got that.
Serbia,
yeah. Where is even Serbia? Russia.
Now, here's the thing, right? Because I answered the same as you for what herb would be on top of a margarita.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, basil probably, is it?
What?
Basil.
Probably would have been basil, yeah.
Basil.
Basil.
Yeah. Well, depending where you're from, yeah.
Basil brush.
No, I don't think people call it in basil. Depending where you're from, no.
Well, Americans call it basil.
Ah, sure, they call it herbs cilantro. So, oregano's definitely wrong, is it?
Well,
I know it's not.
Basil is so. It's a margarita pizza is mozzarella cheese, tomato sauce, and. Basil, that's a margarita. Yeah. But there could be a bit of oregano in the sauce.
You'd probably accept it if it was between a 9 and a 10 answer. But it's not.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, not in a traditional margarita, you shouldn't have oregano.
I wouldn't mind. I used to be a manager of a restaurant, an Italian restaurant. I should have known that.
Well, if you weren't making the pizzas.
Oh, it's serving it.
The blue whale is bigger than the elephant.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, so I got crap. I must have got 6 or something, did I?
No, well, you said Romeo Beckham. It was Brooklyn.
Serbia, Brooklyn Beckham. Carly Rae Jepsen. is the girl who has the hit.
God, I hear this is embarrassing.
That's
now.
It's not, isn't it? It's not. It's grand. You got five.
Oh my God, that's probably the worst I've ever done.
That's the second five this week.
Oh God.
Yeah, exactly. So it's average.
If you add the two of us together and then split them in half, would it not work now?
Yeah, you should.
You should try that. Yeah.
If you can, find Monday's contestant Steffi.
Yeah,
we can work something out,
and we'll give you the email address for the accountants, and you can try yourself. Thanks for playing.
Thanks very much. Bye.
You can have a strawberry lemonade cuddle mug in time.
So he said, "Give her this, the grand." She sounds feisty.
I am. Yeah.
Good luck.
Bye.
Can I speak to the manager? Are you sure you want it?
So, Nobby, are you sitting down? Happy Valley Season 4.
Oh, yeah.
It's happening.
Good.
It is happening. And I think, what is the name of the Irish actress that's in that show that she was in Love, Hate?
Charlie Murphy.
Siobhan. I believe that Charlie Murphy plays a cop.
She does.
In the next season. Was she a cop in the first season?
Yeah.
Well, I forgot all that.
They kidnapped her and stuck her in the back of a wife.
Was she
van.
A cop? Okay, I didn't think she was a cop. Or I think she thought she was just kidnapped. If you haven't watched Happy Valley, by the way,
that's you should.
Nobby's best ever recommendation to me was Happy Valley.
It's
hassling me for ages. And I was like, all right, go on then.
It's set in Britain. It's I wouldn't compare it to Line of Duty or anything. It has coppers and it's in Britain, but apart from that...
It's in a valley, but it ain't happy.
No, but it's very good. I presume it's still on Netflix. And yeah, why not? If you're stuck for something, give it a go. So that's good. Fourth season, right?
It's been 6 years since
the
last
man, one. Edward Norton. I always confuse that man's name. Is that his name? Ed Norton.
Ed Norton.
It was rumoured to be...
Oh, the James Bond looking fella.
Yeah, he was rumoured. He is a really bad baddie in it.
Scare you. Yeah.
And the girl who was in Harry Potter, I can't remember her name, brown haired actress.
Yes, she's
really
she's
dark.
She's brilliant.
And creepy and scary. And yeah, it's good.
She's brilliant in everything she's ever been
good. In. Is Matthew McConaughey going to get into politics?
All right.
He was asked on Fallon. And would he, because he's been travelling around the country in his Airstream. How are you doing? And would you like to be governor of Texas?
That maybe you might one day run for governor of Texas.
Right.
Is that rumor true or is that just...
Well, it's come up a lot lately. And I'm going to say to you now the same thing I've been saying, which is true. It's not a dodge. And when I say it's something I'm giving consideration. Absolutely. What an honorable thing to even be able to consider. But that's... I'm no further than that right now, sir.
Yeah.
That sounds like a yes.
I have his audiobook, but his voice is so soothing. It keeps making me fall asleep. And then I remember in 1997, I was...
If your dad is Kevin Hart and you turn 16, which is the age you can legally drive in the United States, sir...
Oh, what'd you get him? Remember the thing on Sweet 16 on MTV?
Yes!
That was a ridiculous show.
Well, that's kind of what happened.
Oh,
got a Merc. This is just the background of... Hey, baby girl, want to come out and see this? Ah, thanks, Dad.
What kind of car? What kind of jam jar?
It just says a Mercedes SUV, so I don't know if that's an EQC.
Do you remember the one on MTV? And sometimes they say it's the wrong colour. I wanted it in red.
Little brat.
Dad, I wanted it in red.
Great telly, though.
Disney finally confirmed Marvel's Black Widow will come to Disney Plus Premier Access streaming. Natasha Romanoff is coming home. It's announced that the much-delayed Black Widow will now finally hit theatres on July 9th. But they also get it on Disney Plus Premier Access the same day if you fancy staying home or you can't go.
Think of Mulan and Raya and Last Dragon. It's following in all those great, great footsteps. Here's what we have.
Before I was an Avenger, I made mistakes. And a lot of enemies.
His call sign's Taskmaster. He controls the Red Room. They're manipulated. Fully conscious, but no choices.
I should have come back for you.
How many others are there? Enough.
And we mentioned him in Instagram. Brooklyn Beckham, who has a load of followers. He's like millions of followers.
He's very good on Instagram, actually. Puts up lots of code.
He's got his face and he's morphed his face onto all the Spice Girls.
Oh.
So it's his face on Ginger, his face on his own mother, baby and sporty and scary. And it's very well done, but it's kind of weird.
He's a fantastic photographer.
He is very good, yeah.
He does a lot of work for high-end brands. So he's actually, you know, he's not just taking the money from Ma and Di every month. He's actually working too.
He took it from their video, Say You'll Be There, from 1996. He has 12.2 million followers on Insta.
That'll do.
That'll do.
That'll do. In the next dish, The Dirt, we will talk to you about someone has high praise for Saoirse Ronan. Like massive, massive praise. And is there a new Demi Lovato documentary that you're going to want to watch? I think so.
Here is a good one. I like this.
What's wrong with you, Jammer Jammers?
So there's a chef. Apparently very talented chef.
Yep, they all are.
And, well, they are, yeah. More than all the chefs. See if you if this is anything you can relate to. So he sends a message to his boss, to his manager, saying, look, I can't make it into work.
Okay.
I've been held against my will.
Right. By who?
Well, he says...
Tiger kidnappers, like?
He says... He's 36. He says he'd been kidnapped by three men and bundled into a white BMW.
Who kidnaps a chef?
Well, this is the thing.
Unless they're starving.
So the manager thought, oh my God, that's terrible. And he sent us several texts. He said, I've escaped now. And I'm hiding in the bush. And he hid there for half an hour. Then he went to a hospital to get checked out. And then he got...
How did he get to the hospital?
He walked. And then, for real, a female friend of his even gave him €1,850 to pay off his kidnappers.
That was the ransom.
That was the
They're going to risk 10 years in prison for 1,800 quid.
22 police officers got involved in the investigation to see what the hell was going on. Right?
Bend coppers!
And then they found out he was in his gaff the whole time.
Of course he was. You wouldn't believe that for a second.
He fancied the morning off. 22 coppers.
Wouldn't you just say I have a sore tummy?
He was texting from his gaff in...
has to be America, is it?
No, it's in England.
And Muppet.
He was sentenced to 16 months in jail for...
Wasting police time?
Wasting police time, fraud, because this girl gave
him
money.
Well, hang on. Did he ring the coppers? Who rang the coppers?
I don't know who rang the coppers.
Because I don't...
Perverting the course of justice and fraud... by false representation. Maybe the manager rang the coppers and said, look, one of my chefs has been bundled into a white BMW with three men.
If you were a judge, you'd have to say, well, the defendant didn't actually ring police himself. Yes, he gave a terrible excuse to his employer.
If you rang me and said you were kidnapped, the next call after I get off the phone to you
but
is,
I didn't
hello,
ask you to ring them.
Guards, Nobby's been kidnapped.
You know, Nobby? No.
What do they want him for?
Cans.
Can I guess one of those iPads?
I suppose you would, yeah.
Of course I would. You've been kidnapped by three men in a BMW.
Yeah. Well, at least they kidnapped you in style.
It didn't happen. It's all... like, he was just...
fabricated.
They found out he was in his gaff the whole time. What a weird bunch of unusual lies. Why would you get yourself...
chefs are mad.
Not all chefs are mad. Take that back. They're not that mad. That's an unusual
one. That's crazy, but seriously, like, I have a headache or a dodgy tummy or I was up all night, I wasn't well.
Yeah, if you need to take a day off, you know.
Jesus, like.
Don't get 16 months jail for it.
16 months?
Yeah. 16 months
I don't
for
that,
a lie.
I don't think that'll happen in Ireland. You do actual crimes, you sometimes don't get prison. 16 months, Jesus, like. What are you in for? Well, I wanted to chuck a sickie.
So if anyone out there, if you've got a creative way that you got out of doing something once, let us know what it was. Now, it can't be just, oh, I'm not feeling well. It has to be creative. That you made up something and you got away with it. Let us know.
Yeah.
Love to hear your WhatsApp audios. We won't tell anybody. If you want to keep it anonymous, you can just text it and say nothing.
The one where you didn't end up in the joy.
Yes. How did you get out of something? What spoof did you tell to get out of something that you got away with?
Did you go to Stephen Ireland links? Or, you know, say that's your boss. Lunatic.
Wow.
Meh.
I had the day off. It's the Strawberry Alarm Clock, by the way. It's F104.
Have you got out of things? How did you do it?
I had the day off, but my mate didn't. So, Mam suggested, say you fell up the stairs and sprained your wrist.
Fell up the stairs?
My mam even strapped it up for her. She had to wear it for a week in work after that.
Ah, that's ridiculous.
See, that's long game. Like, you know what I mean? That's long game. If you're going to pretend that you hurt your leg or whatever and then limp around for 2 weeks, that's long game.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's the lies that you have to keep up.
I can't even tell that one.
You know, that gets difficult. Morning, saying you were kidnapped is as bad as saying Your right winger died during a visit home for a holiday. Just postpone your game.
Remember that?
Fernando.
The Brack. Oh, man.
A girl I know was spending 4 weeks in West Cork with her family when we were teenagers. She wanted to come back to Dublin. And she told her parents a guy in her class had died to come back for the funeral.
Jeez.
A few months later, her mum bumped into the boy's mum and said,
"Oh,
I'm
no.
so sorry for the loss of your son.
No."
The woman was like, "What the f-? My friend was in serious trouble." Oh my God.
Please don't read out the name. I won't.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. Wow. I once sat in the bathroom in school for the first two classes. The principal walked in and started banging down all the cubicle doors until he got to mine. He realised someone was in there. He was shouting, "Who's in there?" I said, "Me." He says, "Who's me?" To which I told him my name. He told me to come out when he was done. After 10 minutes sitting in the bathroom, because I had to make it believable, I went out. He asked why I wasn't in class for the last two, and I told him I had explosive diarrhea. He was so embarrassed that I didn't get in trouble and I got to go home. He thought I was sick.
Yeah. You're not going to really argue with that, are you? I once told my school that I had my appendix out after I was on the Mitch for 3 weeks. 3 weeks? What were you doing for 3 weeks?
Jesus, even appendicitis wouldn't have you for 3 weeks.
As a chef, that's 100% relatable. Unless you're in hospital or dead, you go to work. End off, says Aaron.
That's the thing. I was going to, like, there's, it's not like there's probably cover for you. You know? Yeah. It's not like, unless you're working in some huge thing where there's 10 chefs. If you're just working somewhere a bit small, you are probably the only chef.
And he was a talented chef, so the manager was, like, completely stuck.
It's like here, you know, if one of us, it's not like there's 20 million DJs hanging around who can do radio shows. So, it's like, they're sick. Okay. So yeah, it's one of those jobs. I understand.
I have a lot of nannies and granddads that have died.
Well, he wasn't really my granny, but he was like my granddad. So
He was like a granddad to me.
Yeah, that's a good one. You get out of that. No better.
Spoofers.
Well, spoofers, the lot of you.
Don't get arrested.
No, please don't.
Bent coppers.
It's F104. It's 9:24. Have you watched Line of Duty yet?
No. It's 9:53.
Triangle.
Mick was listening. He sent us a message.
Fair play to you. Mick does virtual streams of his busking, and you can support him there as well.
Hello.
Hello.
Would that be Orla?
It is. Yes.
It's Jim and Nobby here. How are you?
Not too bad. How are you?
Good. Good. Are we taking you away from your job?
You are actually. Yeah. The one day I'm actually in the office, and I've been pulled into the bathroom area.
The bathroom area.
Yeah, well, there's a bathroom area and there's a little kitchen, kind of nice.
Mm. And is it nice getting to go in one day a week?
It is, actually, yeah. It takes me away from home for a little while, so I'll take it.
What do you do?
The dog's a bit devastated.
What do you do?
I'm a marketing manager.
Okay,
very good.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Now, your profile picture has you with a horse.
Yes, I do have a horse.
Excellent.
What's the horse's name?
His name's Cosmo.
Cosmo the horse. I love it.
I named him as well. There's a whole tradition.
That's
with
a cool name.
You're not supposed to change the name when you buy them, but I actually got to name him. So that was my pick.
Okay. Right, well, the reason we're ringing is you sent us in a guess for the sound.
I did, yes.
What trade was it?
A boiler.
It was a gas boiler.
Gas boiler,
being installed, which is one of the things they can do for your localheroes.ie. So what you won, Jim?
She has won a absolutely gorgeous brand new iPad 8th generation, a 32 gig.
Oh my God. I never win anything.
Well, now you can never say that again.
Never.
No, I
except
can't.
For that one time on Strawberry Alarm Clock.
Amazing. Thank you so much. I'm absolutely thrilled.
You can FaceTime Cosmo on it when you're on your holidays.
I will, yes.
Cosmo will have to be the background, I'd say.
Oh, definitely. I mean, the background on the phone.
Good
as well,
wallpaper. So. Yeah, cool. Right, well, enjoy
that. Real. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome. You. See you now.
See ya. Bye-bye.
Good luck. Bye-bye. Emma Nolan's on the way. She's got loads of tunes, loads of messing, and we will see you in the morning. Don't forget our podcast.
Yeah, we'll be there in about an hour. Go get it.
F104.ie.
Thanks for listening to FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock podcast. Listen daily and don't forget to subscribe to get the latest episode straight to your device.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.